Welcome to Shift with CJ. I'm your host CJ, and together we will explore the areas of health, human performance, biohacking, psychology, and much more that will inspire you to become the best version of yourself.
Did you guys know that sitting for extended periods of time can be as harmful to your health as smoking? Yep. That's what they say, sitting is the new smoking. In fact, there are studies that show that individuals who sit more than 30 minutes at a time have a 55% higher risk at dying than those who do not. And prolonged sitting can lead to many problems in your life. It could lead to obesity, diabetes, heart diseases, in extreme scenarios, even cancer. And it just doesn't lead to diseases. It can affect your mood, it can affect your focus, it can affect your sleep quality. When we sit for long periods of time, we are actually putting a lot of pressure on the nerves and the blood vessels. You see, even if you slightly touch a vein on a place like the back of your hand, it could cause the blood vessels to be blocked. This is why it's essential to spend more time standing throughout the day. One way to do this is by investing in a standing desk, which allows you to adjust the height of your desk so you can work while you're standing, and then you can sit down for a bit and then stand back up again. What I like to tell people is start with 30 minutes of standing for every hour of sitting. And then once you get better at it, you can achieve a one-to-one ratio. And it's also important for you not to sit cross-legged. So if you're sitting down, don't sit cross-legged because that will reduce blood circulation and it increases blood pressure. So try avoiding that at all costs. Like I mentioned before, sitting is a new smoking, but without that cool factor. And it's not just bad for your health, but it's also bad for your life and for your mood. So don't be a chair potato. Instead, stand up, stretch, get yourself a standing desk, and look at your productivity increase. If you're looking for a chair specifically, there's a specific kind of chair. It's called a saddle chair, and it's like a revolutionary seat. It has a tremendous impact on men's health, especially because what happens is, as men, when we sit down, the chair on normal chairs, it places a lot of pressure on something called as the prudental vein. Yep. The prudental vein is located in the genital area, and this results in less pressure on the penis and on the testicles, which can improve fertility, reduce your risk of testicular cancer, impotence, erectile dysfunctioning. When standing, I also hardly recommend that you invest in a anti-fatigue mat, which you can put under your feet. And what happens is this mat helps you reduce pressure on your knees and makes standing for longer periods of time much easier. In addition to all of this, standing also helps lower your blood glucose levels, especially after a food or a meal. When you stand, here's the coolest part. When you're standing, right, your heartbeat increases by 10 beats per minute, which results in an average of 50 calories per hour. So if you stand for at least 3 hours per day, you're going to be burning an additional 150 calories per day, which in a week adds up to 750 calories or 3000 calories per month. This means if you're standing up 3 hours a day, you can burn up to 30,000 calories in a year, which is approximately running 10 marathons or burning 8 pounds of fat. It's that simple. You make this small change in your life and it can make a very big impact on you.
Your time and presence with us through this podcast is highly appreciated. If you want to learn more, then head over to our website, www.shiftwithcj.com.